Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code?
98019.
Thank you. One moment. May I have your first and last name?
Teresa Swedman.
Okay. I do see an order in your name. Would you verify your address, please?
26826 Northeast Dorothy Street, Duval, Washington, 98019.
Okay. So on your order, in that city and state?
Duval, Washington. I had canceled it, and they were supposed to be refunding me, and this is Wednesday the 8th, and this all went, you know, took place on the 27th. I realized there was a holiday, but I didn't know, you know, if this was a scam, if I'm not going to get my money back. Everybody keeps telling me I am, but as of yet, I haven't seen anything.
Okay. So on the account, the Bites Hub was ordered. It's an app. It's a meal planning app that was designed to help you cut sugar and carbs from your diet. This account is closed, and you called the same day you ordered it, so it was voided. There was nothing to refund. So the charge was voided.
Right, but they
voided.
Did charge me.
Well,
no,
it was voided. Okay.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
I can prove that it's still on my checking account, that it did not give back to me.
Okay.
It still shows it was.
So there's nothing for us to void or refund because the charge was voided. An email was sent out to you at taswedman@hotmail.com letting you know the charge was voided that same day. So the card wasn't charged. But you can check with your card company so they can kind of go through it with you. And if you need to call us back, you can. We're here 24/7 to assist. The charge was voided, but there was no refund to process because we voided the charge.
All right, I'll go back and make sure that it got put back in my account. And
yes,
if it
ma'am.
Didn't, then I'll call my bank tomorrow.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling customer support.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.